Hello, everybody. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast. And I want to talk from a subject today, the attitude of gratitude. The having an attitude of gratitude. We are here in the Thanksgiving season. As a matter of fact, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving this coming Thursday. However, I had a very interesting experience this past Thursday. I was waking up and, you know, getting ready for my day, and I received a phone call from my brother. My brother asked, "Hey, man, can you pick me up? I was in a 12-car accident." And so, of course, I asked, "Was he okay?" He said, "Yeah, I'm fine, but my car is totaled." You know, it was a cascading accident in Atlanta on the expressway, went down, 12-plus cars were involved. So, of course, I went to pick him up, had to come back home, do a couple things, and then head back out to take him home. Now, what was interesting about this was our discussion. So, just letting you know offhand, my brother is a traveling nurse. He's worked in cardiac ICU and a lot of things. He cares for people, he has gifts, and he saved a lot of lives. I, of course, I'm a pastoral therapist. I share the word of God. I help encourage people spiritually, and I work with people in mental health and help with their marriages. So, keeping in mind those two professions, we're people that care for folks a lot. I'm taking him home. And in the midst of our discussion, we're driving, and he's like, "Man, I need to get this new rental car because I need to get back to work. Because, you know, people's lives are on the line and I need to get to work so I can help care for these people that I love." And me, you know, being involved in Atlanta traffic, I had some appointments later in the day. It's like, "Hey, I need to get you home because I need to get back because I need to get to the office because I have this couple coming in and I've got to work with them on their marriage and help them deal with their marriage." We're sitting here in our passions and in our gifts. I end up dropping him off home. I'm on my way back and I've got this anxious thing going on inside of me. It's like, "Man, dog, they just had a wreck on 75. It's going to take me longer. I might not get to the office in time. And this couple really needs me and I really want to work with them." And I have all this going on in my mind. And all of a sudden, the Lord says, "Stop. The Lord stopped. Had me stop, slowed me down, and reminded me to be grateful. I took a few moments and I thanked God that my brother, one of the people I love most in the world and one of my best friends in the world, was fine after a 12-car pileup. He was healthy. He was not injured. He was not dead. He was not in the hospital." And so I had to slow down and say thanks. Have an attitude of gratitude. And here's why I want to even share this. Because even people who care for others, such as my brother and myself, we can become so wrapped up in caring for others. We can become so wrapped up in mission and purpose that we don't stop to say thanks to God for the gifts that He's given us. We don't stop to say thanks for life. We don't stop to say thank you for my kids and family. Thank you for the food that I have to eat. Thank you for keeping my loved ones safe in the midst of a pileup. Thank you for being able to breathe clean air. Thank you for life. And so my encouragement for all of us is this, and this is what I believe God was reminding me of this past Thursday. Have an attitude of gratitude. always stop to say thanks, because there is always something to be thankful for. Don't get so caught up in your complaints or troubles, or even don't get so caught up in your mission and purpose that we don't stop to say thank you. So as I did that, I stopped for a moment and I said, thank you, God, for keeping my brother alive and well. And thank you that you're in charge of this situation. God worked the situation out so I could get to the office on time and work with that family. So even as we enter into this Thanksgiving week, I would invite us to have an attitude of gratitude. Not just during Thanksgiving week, but every day, finding something to say thanks to God for. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast. Thank you for listening to us this week. May you have a blessed and wonderful week and find something to be grateful for and give the Lord thanks.